Good morning. Welcome to each one. Special welcome to the visitors. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful but rainy morning. And Father, pray that you would be with each one here that is gathered in. Pray that you would bless this devotional meditation. Help me to clearly speak what you would have me to speak. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So my title this morning is Penny for Your Thoughts. So what are my thoughts? What type of thoughts do I dwell on? Are they bitter thoughts? Are they impure thoughts? Are they selfish thoughts? Thoughts about myself, how can I please myself, or another thing I thought of is wrong thought patterns. Too much fantasizing or daydreaming. It's especially, for some reason, especially to put yourself to sleep at night, it's, especially if it's unclean thoughts, it's not good for your mind. Instead, we should meditate or pray. I think that's much better. What thoughts should I dwell on? And there's a lot of thoughts. There's a lot of things, a lot of thoughts I could say. Pure thoughts. We should dwell on pure thoughts. Think about others, especially less fortunate ones than us. Think about others' needs, how we can be a blessing to others. Let's look at some verses about meditation. Joshua 1:8. Here the Lord instructs Joshua in here in chapter 1 of Joshua. And in verse 8 it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Then let's look at Psalm 1 verse 2. Man in Psalm 1. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Some more thoughts. Some more on thoughts that we should dwell on. Let's turn to a familiar one, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Then I have a poem that sort of goes, it goes with Philippians 4:8, poem by Ida Owen. How to think. Think true. A world is watching you, the things you say, the things you do. Think honest. Let each hour be spent without a trace of false intent. Think just. A Christian surely must prove worthy of his brother's trust. Think pure, a standard absolute bears heavenly unspotted fruit. Think lovely thoughts, the grace of God brings blossoming from common sod. Think good report, oh why would we repeat an evil thing we see? Think thoughts of virtue and of praise, and you will grow in heaven's ways. Another part about thoughts that I want to share on just a little bit. Others' thoughts about me. Now, there can be a wrong way to take this one. I mean, being too concerned about our reputation, maybe. But we should be at least somewhat concerned about what others think of us, the way we act and everything. Not be a moral stumbling block to others. I think that's one of the reasons for modesty in dress. What do people think of me when they meet me on the road? Are their thoughts turned toward Christ? Do they think, oh, he must be a Christian? Or when I'm at the store, and especially people that don't know me, you know, what do they think when they see me? Do they see Christ in me? Do they think he is a Christian? Or also, I mean, if they don't know about Jesus, maybe they at least think, you know, he's not like... Maybe they at least think he's a courteous person, or they can somehow tell that he's not general person. It's important to be a good witness for Christ. All right, let's look at something that's more important. the Lord's thoughts about me. What does He think about my thoughts? Is He saddened by what He sees? Or is He rejoicing that I'm a good light for Him? What does He think about my thoughts, my words, my choices, my actions? Knowing that the Lord thinks about me could be disturbing, especially if I'm hiding a secret sin. But it can also be comforting. There's a song, number 465. Probably familiar to a lot of you. Amid the trials which I meet, amid the thorns that pierce my feet, one thought remains supremely sweet. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. The cares of life come thronging fast, upon my soul their shadow cast. Their gloom reminds my heart at last, Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Let shadows come, let shadows go. Let life be bright or dark with woe. I am content, for this I know, Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. And then it has a chorus. In closing, if you remember my title, Penny for Your Thoughts, my closing comment, I hope your thoughts are worth more than a penny. Thank you. God bless you.